Talking about entertainment media. Chris.
I don't even have a regular TV anymore. I don't need one because I can watch everything I'm interested in on the internet. I painted the wall white where my old TV used to be mounted. Then I installed a data projector on the ceiling, which projects my favourite Amazon Prime shows and Sky Sports programmes onto the wall. My living room, which feels like a private cinema now, has become so popular with my friends that we get together every Friday evening. Together, we select the programme we want to watch, usually some science fiction thriller and sport. I'm a big fan of all sports, especially football. So if there's a major league match, I'll contact my buddies in our WhatsApp group. The friends whose team lost last time will have to bring the drinks and crisps. I don't usually watch anything else, but recently I've watched Eat, Race, Win, a cooking show with my girlfriend a couple of times. It's not my kind of topic, but the programme follows the Australian cyclists whose special chef, Hannah Grant, cooks for the team during the Tour de France. It shows what special food helps the cyclists who have to give their best every day. Quite interesting.
Anna.
I love Netflix. When I wasn't so busy, I used to watch it all the time. I remember when I was 12 or 13, I used to love series like Greenhouse Academy or Wolfblood and other teen drama series, which I couldn't wait to talk about with my friends in the morning before school. Sometimes I even watched older episodes again, when they were on regular TV. I used to look forward to my Netflix time all day, but these days I don't have time to follow any series. In fact, I hardly ever watch Netflix during the week. These days, Saturday afternoon is the time when I get comfortable, on my sofa and enjoy a series on my tablet. I like to know what's going on in the world as well, so I try and follow the news on my BBC app when I'm traveling. Sometimes I also watch BBC World News, which I think is really good. My best friend, who I chat with every evening, prefers CNN, so we always compare what we found out through our news apps.
Liam.
I'm not a big fan of good old TV, to be honest. My parents, who like to choose programmes from their weekly TV magazine, still sit quietly through all the commercials. I find a lot of channels really irritating because there are so many ads. I can't stand watching the ads, so I tend to choose my favourite channels on YouTube, where I can at least stop the ads after a few seconds and also watch the best shows over and over. I'm really into music and spend a lot of time on Spotify, which is really cool. For my last birthday, I got what I really, really wanted, a year's subscription to Spotify Premium. It comes without ads. I can skip songs as often as I want, and I can use it on all my mobile devices. My friend Zach, who is totally into the electric guitar, was so jealous when I showed him all the great features. Now he's trying to convince his dad to get the family version so he can listen to his favourite guitar solos all day long. That's so funny. Actually, I tend to listen to music every evening before I fall asleep. I prefer music to video, actually, because you can do other stuff while you're listening.
Vicky.
Some of my friends like programs where people become pop stars or change their houses or something. I'm not keen on them, to be honest. I'd rather watch documentaries. At least you find out something new. I've just found a very interesting YouTube channel about some special natural areas in Colorado. It's inspired me to go to places I've never been in my own country. This way, I can also get a realistic impression of the places where I'm planning to go. Sometimes, when I'm alone, I also watch some live videos on Instagram. It's a great way to find out what your friends are up to. The videos which I like most are imperfect snapshots of real-life situations. I don't need perfectly edited films. I want to see what people experience. Like, funny moments when hiking in the country or some cute thing their dog does, you know? Things that make me smile and forget about the stress in my life. What also helps me reduce stress is playing an online game like Minecraft, whose virtual world totally draws me in.